I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, it's your girl, I'm Not My 9-to-5, and welcome back to another daily check-in. So that's right, it's another daily check-in, and for those of you that are new to the show, welcome, welcome. For my regulars, you guys know I have mad love for you. So please make sure to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already done so. And if you haven't already shared this with a friend, tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a family, tell somebody on your stories. Just tell somebody and share this podcast with somebody, either via your stories or just the old school word of mouth, okay? So the handle that you guys can definitely use to follow me on Instagram as well as Twitter would be I Am Not My 9-to-5. Again, that's I Am Not My 9-to-5 via Twitter and Instagram. So let's jump right into this episode where I literally want to talk about conviction and confidence. Oh Lord, conviction and confidence. So conviction is what exactly? Conviction is literally having the utmost belief that something is obtainable. So in my specific case, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am put on this earth to be of service to others. What that looks like specifically is what I'm still trying to figure out. So I do know that I need to use my voice. I need to tell my story, which is part of me holding back a little bit, to be quite honest. So I've come to realize that I need to go deeper. I need to share with you guys more of my story, the different layers of my story, not only on a spiritual level, but from the very beginning. And that is going to require a lot of confidence in order for me to do so. Because that's me being vulnerable, that's me being more transparent, and that's me sharing with you guys the ugly stuff that I don't really feel comfortable in doing. But at the end of the day, I've come to realize that my story might be able to help another person tell their story or be that form of inspiration to get them going to start living their best life on purpose, okay? So it's like really not about me. And I've come to realize that I'm in my own way and I'm scared to really go into the depth and the layers of my story. And that's what's crippling me at the end of the day. So I have the conviction, but I lack the confidence to go deep and to go all in. And this is exactly what I'm trying to learn to do. So I literally told myself that I'm going to go old school. I'm going to take a pen and paper and literally jot my story down in different categories and put it together and write it out. And that way I can share it with you guys in full depth, being so vulnerable and uncomfortable, guys. That is a thing, because at the end of the day, you don't get to the next step without being inconvenienced. So comfort and convenience does not exist when it comes to getting to the next level, when it comes to pushing yourself, and when it comes to living your passion and your purpose. You have to be inconvenient to be going to the next level. So for me, I have the conviction, but I lack the confidence, which is why I'm still where I am today. So I've made little baby steps, but within my gut, within my core, I know I need to do more. I know I need to push. I'm not where I was 2-3 years ago. Definitely not. I've come a long way, but it's time for me to move, to take action, to go deeper, to do the things that really scare me. And that keeps coming up time and time and time again. And I keep trying to block it out. I keep trying to put it to the side burner, to the back burner. And I'm just like, fuck, like you're in your own fucking way. How come you're not seeing that? And if you are seeing that, why don't you just shift and get out of your way? And then again, what comes to my reality is the fear of the unknown, the fear of failing, which I failed before, but this is going to be a different failure if that happens to be. And then again, look how I'm talking. I'm putting myself up against failing when I shouldn't even be doing that. I should automatically assume that I won't fail because thoughts are things, right? So it's this whole mental game that we're constantly playing with ourselves back and forth. And it's so much of a fucking struggle. I kid you guys not. Like, this shit is so hard. Like, me trying to figure it out is a daily thing. I don't just say, okay, you know, today I want to work on myself, or today I want to work on my business. I'm not my 9-to-5. No, this is a fucking hustle. Every single day I'm working on myself, which is working on my business, because once I'm able to work on myself, I can work on my business. I can share that with you guys. I can help you guys, and I can help you guys unlock whatever it is that you're trying to find. You know, so the more I'm able to identify and get more focus on myself and get past these hurdles of being scared and not taking action, the more I'm giving to you guys. Because at the end of the day, when I look at it, it's like I'm robbing you guys of really getting to the core and the truth of yourself. By me not doing so, I'm not an example to show you guys that it's possible, right? So it's like being a hypocrite, and I don't want to be like that. I want to be raw, authentic truth. This is why I started this podcast, to speak the truth, to show you guys the grind is not cute. The grind is not pretty. The grind is fucking hard. It's like a mental thing day in and day out. Like, your thoughts could cripple you. Your thoughts could keep you frozen. Your thoughts could keep you at a standpoint, but your thoughts can also motivate you. Your thoughts can also push you. Your thoughts can get you hungry to be, fuck it, I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of being at this place. I'm tired of going through the same process day in and day out. I'm just fucking tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to move. I want to shift. I want to shake. I want to change. So all I'm trying to do is change myself so I can help you guys change yourself in the process. I'm not far from where you guys are. I might be a little bit more seasoned by 1, 2, maybe 3 more steps than where you currently are, which is why I feel like I could relate to where you're coming from, because we're doing the same dance. I may be a step or two ahead of you, but we're doing the same fucking dance, guys. So that's what I wanted to drop with you guys today. I hope you guys were able to get something from this message, because when this shit came to me, I had to stop everything. I had to stop everything. Like, I was literally in the process of getting ready to go out, and this shit was just coming to me. I had to stop everything to record this, to put this out there, so I'm able to be obedient to what God is sending to me. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, make sure to subscribe, share, and I'll speak to you guys next time. Love you. Bye.